The other day, I was asked a question. Hey, man, the letters that you answer on the show when we open up the listener email bag, are they real? Yes. Look at this. Gentlemen, am I not holding up letters in my hand?
You are indeed.
I am holding up letters in my hand. Yes, they are real.
And with the valuable device we dispense, there are many lining up to hear our words.
Okay, I actually came under some criticism. They said, "Gentlemen, you guys give horrible advice." And I,
there's no question about
that.
We give outstanding advice.
We give outstanding advice, and I'd like to prove it now.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email. There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
You know, if anybody takes advice from us, they're either dead, divorced, or in jail.
No, wait, what's lousy about our device?
Our advice is awesome.
We give just fine advice.
Allow me to exemplify this. Steven, age 30, writes us with a very, very important issue. Gentlemen, I was taking my dog for a walk the other night, and a woman stopped to pet her. Well, that's why guys take dogs on walks. It's a chick magnet.
I have heard that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, there was a beach place in Connecticut that I would take my kids when they were brand new.
You betcha.
And the number of guys, single guys with dogs. Oh, my.
Hang on.
you've heard our little wager here. God. Every time he says, you betcha, he has to pay me a dollar. This is the second dollar he's paid me.
Take your stupid dollar.
dogs are better than pigs?
Okay,
the
yeah.
Miller Lite commercial lies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was walking on a... trail going to a waterfall park with some friends. Mm-hmm. Guy had a lab puppy. Mm-hmm. Lab puppy. He was surrounded by hot chicks. Can I pet your puppy?
The really smart single dog owner trains his dog when he drops the leash to get the leash tangled in the legs of the first good-looking woman that's nearby.
Go to the beach and grab whatever article of clothing is loose. All right,
see,
anyway.
This is the kind of award-winning device that people are waiting
this
for.
This is brilliant advice. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Steven says, I was taking my dog for a walk the other night. Woman stopped to pet her. I didn't get a good read on her, but she seemed normal. At one point, she asked if she could give my dog a treat. I told her no. Maybe I'm overreacting, but you never know. Someone could poison treats and give them to dogs. Should you accept treats from strangers? Yes.
No.
No?
You wouldn't let your kid do it. Would you let your dog do it?
It's a dog.
Uh-oh, here we go. Now you're going to get the dog people mad. Go ahead, continue.
I would hedge that. I'd say something like, sure, you can pet the dog, but, you know, Mr. Facha here is on a special diet or whatever. I got to control what he eats.
Okay, Steven, here's what you do. You try the treat first.
there you go.
There it is. No.
Yeah. Invite the lady to try the treat. You take a bite out of your own treat. Then you can feed it to the dog.
And if she can do that, you ask her out. No, haven't you ever gone through a drive-thru, and like at a bank or something like that, and your dog's in the car, and they give you a treat for the dog?
Okay,
it's happened several times.
And you're going to come back with a gun and rob the place if something happens to your dog. You can't do this at the beach.
There's good advice, my friend, right there. If you have a customer service disgruntlement with a bank, you come back and you rob the place. I say it's okay. I think you're overreacting just a little bit. But Chris says, no, don't allow it. So split the two.
Right, one of the two is good advice. You decide.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. All right, Glenn, 50 years old, says, gentlemen, my 9-year-old son and his friends, no, they're not allowed in my home office, but they play in there anyway occasionally. The other day, they were messing around on my laptop. My son's friend spilled juice all over the keyboard.
Oh, my goodness.
It ruined my computer, and now I have to buy a new one. Oh. So far, all his parents have done is forced him to apologize, but shouldn't they buy me a new computer or at least offer to?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
How old
on
is
that
the kid
one.
Again?
Nine.
No. You're not responsible for the misbehavior of a 9-year-old. You know what? It's your house.
Mm-hmm.
In your house or in my house. I control everything in my house. Mm-hmm. Which doors are locked, which doors are open, who comes in, who doesn't go in, and what people do while they're there.
Yep.
You left your home office open and you let your kids in there.
Yeah.
It's your problem. What happens in
that?
Exactly.
60 years ago, this would have been an episode of Leave It to Beaver. And Whitey and Lumpy and those guys would have spilled stuff all over Ward's.
Now, what you never saw in Leave It to Beaver is Ward took Lumpy out back and beat his ass with a belt.
No.
That's what happened.
Ward Cleaver would never do that.
And then, of course, June comforted him later.
By the way, the IRS likes it much better if your home office has a lock on it. Your chances of being audited, if you say, my home office, I work there, and when I'm done working, the door is closed, and then home office is a huge red flag for auditing.
You know, I had a home office for like 10 years, and I don't ever remember on the paperwork asking if the door was locked or not.
Can you write off a home office when all you do is play video games in there?
Yeah. I wrote off Alice the expenses related to Alice, my helper monkey.
How did that work for you?
Well, there was a little problem with it. But, you know, for the most part, I think we're going to be okay with it.
Uh-huh.
Natalie, 22 years old, writes to us, says, gentlemen, last weekend, I finally hooked up with a guy I've been seeing, and everything went great. Boom! Until he took off his shirt. Uh-oh. He has a great body. That's not the problem.
Mm-hmm. What is the problem, Alice?
He has a huge tattoo of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So it's not the tattoo per se, it's that it's a stupid tattoo.
It's of Rocky
and
Bullwinkle.
Wait a minute. Rocky and Bullwinkle are not stupid.
Going along
One
with
of the
you,
greatest cartoons in television history.
Right. But of all the things that could speak to you so much that you would ink your body for them, this guy picks Rocky and Bullwinkle. This is a red flag.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, anyway, she goes on. She says, I don't mind guys with tattoos. It just seems like a really lame tattoo for a guy to have. Mm-hmm. They should have skulls with flames. Not cartoon characters like growing up. It totally took me out of the moment. If the guy is going to get a tattoo, shouldn't it be a manly tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen, have you ever thought of getting a tattoo?
No.
No, I don't like ink on women. I don't like ink on me, and I can prove that my advice is right here. Suppose it wasn't Rocky and Bullwinkle. Suppose he had a tattoo of his mother on his chest.
Yeah.
And that during the act, the other woman, the person that he is with, has to look at his mom during the act. That would be an unacceptable tattoo. Rocky and Bullwinkle is an unacceptable tattoo.
Was terrific. And impossible though it seemed, he got an idea.
You may be right as far as the quality of tattoo.
Just talking about this today, I'm going to go home and watch Rocky and Bullwinkle today. I haven't watched it in years, but I'm going to watch it today.
And Tom shall improve his show experience.
Sherman and Peabody, Dudley Do-Right.
Sure. Why not?
Fractured Fairy Tales.
All right, now let me ask you this. Did you like the, the Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley?
That's right.
That was my least favorite.
That wasn't part of Rocky and Bullwinkle. That was separate. They had their own cartoon.
No, they were part of it, weren't they?
I don't think so. Maybe done by the same company, but they were on
They
their
were
own.
Separate?
I believe so.
Okay, well, Dudley Do-Right was there.
Fractured Fairy Tales, Sherman and Peabody.
All right.
Of which there's a new movie out, Sherman
and
Peabody,
and it's
right?
It's good. You ought to see it.
Did you go?
Yeah, you ought to see it, of course. And one of these days, I'll take my kid to see it with me. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. You know that this weekend is Easter, and we just got a communique from the White House letting us know what President Barack Obama plans for this particular Easter.
Hey, everybody, this is President Barack Obama inviting you to the 136th annual Easter Egg Roll at the White House on Monday. This year, we're going to feature Michelle's Yoga Garden at the Easter Roll, where professional instructors will be teaching everyone a variety of poses and smacking candy out of the hands of every 300-pound 10-year-old with diabetes. So come on out. I'll be blazing them up because it's 420, and Vice President Joe Biden will be polishing off a bottle of scotch and chasing live rabbits around on the South Lawn until he vomits and passes out. Should be a great time. See you on Monday, everybody.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.